Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack and Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, July 27th, 2023. And on today's episode, I'm tackling a couple of things today, man. First and foremost, I want to give a special shout out to Cousin Renee. And also, I want to school y'all, put y'all on game, and explain to y'all how hard it is to plan a family reunion, how hard it is to manage multiple personalities, and just overall in general, man, how hard it is and the work and all the work that goes into putting together an event when you have multiple people and multiple families that's included in the event. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And I gotta say, you know, I'm gonna keep saying it, man. It's a blessing to be able to do this each and every week. And today, man, I'm glad to announce and proud to announce, man, this is episode number 98, man. You know, we two episodes away from number 100. And it's just like, how many people get a chance to say that, man? How many people get a shot to accomplish that? You know what I'm saying? Episode 100. I remember when it was like yesterday, man, when we first started. You know what I mean? And episode 100 is already, you know, in the near future. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing, man. I just want to say thank y'all, you know, to my day one listeners, to my day one followers. You know what I'm saying? That keep rocking with me each and every week. If you're new, I want to say thanks to y'all too. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, like, once y'all hear that first episode, man, you know, y'all gonna be my day ones. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna be my loyal listeners as well. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna be part of the fam. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm so wrapped up in the moment, man, that I don't know what I'm gonna have planned yet, man. You know what I'm saying? For episode 100. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta do something big. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what it is, but the great thing about it, when you know you a real person and you have like real followers, man, and you have a real family and a real support system behind you, it's you know, it don't have to be like some like elaborate plan, you know what I'm saying? It happens organically, you know what I'm saying? And it comes together, and that's what makes it a classic, you know what I mean? So I know I don't have nothing planned. I know it's two episodes away, and I know it's gonna be big, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna speak it into existence, you know what I mean? Because it's real over here on the Slack is Talk podcast, you know what I'm saying? It's real. So you know what I mean? I'm just gonna speak it into existence. And I know it's going to be epic, and I know it's going to be a classic, man, but I just want to say thank you, man. Episode 98 today, two episodes away from number 100. Let's get it. You know how I do it. I just want to say, you know, thanks. Well, a shout out, you know what I'm saying, to all my Vision for Kids members that got birthdays in the month of July. You know, today's the 27th. We still got a couple more days left to celebrate y'all. Well, this is the last episode that we'll be celebrating, you know, the July birthdays in the year 2023 anyway, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, special shout out, you know, my son, Eternity, everybody that had birthdays this month, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say I love it. Everything is just going good. Everything is going great. Shout out to my team, Dream Elite. We continue to have members going to the next level, you know, playing college ball. You know, some are even going to semi-pro leagues and whatnot, and this is my dream. You know what I'm saying? This was my dream right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I first started this was what I had in mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, seeing others go to the next level. And I just can't wait the 2 to 3 years when I can see, you know, some of our players go to the NBA. And I could be like, yo, I coached that kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I can't wait, man. I think about it all the time. And it's going to happen real soon, man. So shout out to Dream Elite, my AAU squad. Also, I want to give a special shout out and a special thanks to all my listeners and followers out there that sent me my mailbag questions over on the Sports Core Network. If you missed it, there's no sweat, no problem. Like I said, over here at Division Live Network, all you got to do is just like subscribe, man, and episodes are available 24/7, man, you know. But just in case you didn't know, we also have a Sports Core podcast where we have multiple hosts, you know what I'm saying, that do their thing on that show, such as myself, such as Godstar, such as my man Dakota Radden. You know, you can catch us over there on the Sports Core Network. And, you know, anything sports related, man, any sport, basketball, baseball, football. So, you know, you can catch me over there, you know, weekly. Or, you know, it's, most of the time, bi-weekly, like I said, you know, it's multiple hosts, you know what I mean? It's not tied to one host. So, you know what I mean? It's epic over there. We do things different, you know. And I just want to give a special thanks to everybody that sent in their questions this past Tuesday. And it was just a wonderful show, man. If you missed it, check it out. It's the Sports Core Podcast and hosted by your boy this past Tuesday. So, you know, I suggest if you've been missing it, you know, you've been living under a rock, go over there, subscribe. You know, I've done a couple of episodes over there now. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of things under my belt, a couple of appearances. And if you didn't know, like, sports is my first love, man. So go over there and check that out as well, man. The Sports Core Podcast. Now, you know, let's move further. Let's move further along in the show. Let's move into our social media portion of the show. And, you know, I like to keep things fresh. I like to switch things up here on the Slackers Talk Podcast. So, you know what I mean? It's entertainment over here. So, sometimes, you know, lately, I haven't been covering the social media portion, you know, on the actual episodes. And that's because, you know, lately, man, we had a lot of great content, man, a lot of great stuff to talk about, you know what I'm saying? So I haven't been getting into it all the time, but on this week, man, I've been told that I have to address it on the show, and I have to address it on Facebook and Instagram and all that good stuff too, man. I've been told that I have to come out and answer, you know, address it on all arenas pretty much. You know what I'm saying? As far as the podcast show and social media. And the reason for that is, the question, the Slackers Talk question of the week on Monday was another banger. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people, a lot of my followers, well, I should say all of my followers know I'm a big Tupac fan. And y'all caught me with this one. You know what I'm saying? Y'all caught me with this one. And a lot of people are dying to see what my answer is because they know I'm a Tupac fan. And they know the rules is, you ask me a question, or if it's a Slackers Talk question of the week, I have to answer it regardless. No matter how tough it is and no matter who it is, I have to give an answer. And this is no different. So the Slackers Talk question of the week was, which one is your favorite Tupac movie? Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? I had to go there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are dying to see or to hear what my answer is because I can only pick one. And the nominees are Juice, Poetic Justice, Above the Rim, and Gang Related. Now, you know. This one, it, believe it or not, man, it wasn't that hard. And I know a lot of people ain't gonna believe that I'm saying this. And I'm gonna tell you why. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you why after I give you my answer. But all of these movies are classic. I think gang related gets slept on a lot because one, you know, it came out after Tupac passed away. You know, obviously he wasn't here to promote the movie and things of that nature. So I think the movie took a little hit because of that. You know what I'm saying? I think the movie suffered a little bit, you know, because he wasn't here to promote it. You know what I'm saying? It took away from it. But Gang Related had great actors in it. A wonderful story. You know what I'm saying? Cops, you know, dirty cops mistakenly killing undercover cops. That was unique at the time. You know what I'm saying? I don't really remember like seeing nothing like that at that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, good story. You know what I'm saying? Well directed. You know, it wasn't a short film. It checked all the boxes for a good, you know what I mean, a good movie. And I would say it's a classic, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't put it on the same level as a lot of other movies, but I think it's there, you know what I'm saying? And part of that is me being a Tupac fan. But to answer the question, man, I love all of them. I love Gang Related. I love Poetic Justice with Janet Jackson. I think that took them to another level with Janet, you know what I'm saying? I love Above the Rim, basketball movie. That's, you know, my man Birdie, you know what I'm saying? I gave my son that nickname, by the way, you know what I'm saying? Because that was Tupac's name in Above the Rim. But this wasn't that hard as people may think. You know, I know because all of them are Tupac movies. You would think that it would be hard for me to pick. But the answer in this one is no other than Juice. And the reason why I say Juice, it has a lot to do with the fact that it's his first movie. But not only just because it's his first movie, but because this one put him on the map. Like, he absolutely, like, nailed it. You know what I'm saying? Usually, like, when somebody does something for the first time, like, you can almost, like, link this to anything. You know what I'm saying? You get NBA rookies. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not as good as you know, they're not as good as, you know, their rookie season as what they're going to become. You know what I'm saying? Like, LeBron, if you're a LeBron fan, you know, he got better after his rookie year. You know, he had better years after his rookie year. You know, Kevin Durant, he got better after his rookie year. Jordan, in any given situation, regardless of what it is, you can say that because your first time, you just getting your feet wet. You know what I'm saying? You don't know the ins and outs. You don't know the shortcuts. You know what I'm saying? You don't know the do's and don'ts. But like, he absolutely nailed it. And his performance in that movie, you would have thought that he was a seasoned veteran. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't see that in him. You didn't get the feeling that this was his first time. Like, you got the feeling that he was there before. And the role, man, like Bishop, like, you know what I mean? Fives a great actor. A great actor makes you feel like he's really that guy or really that person that he's portraying. And he nailed it, man. Like, he nailed it. Like, not only his performance, the movie is a classic. Like, it's something that everybody, you know, everybody should have saw. At the end, you know what I'm saying, I was kind of upset. I was young when the movie came out. At the end, I was kind of upset because the way it went off, it kind of made it seem like there was going to be a part two. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you saw the movie. But I'm glad that it wasn't, because I don't think a classic movie should be touched. You know what I'm saying? When you do a classic movie, I think it should be left alone. You know what I'm saying? Unless the movie is meant to be a series. You know what I'm saying? If it's not meant to be a series, and it's like a one-off and it's a classic, leave it alone, because it's going to be hard to follow. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to have the same people in it. It's just, it almost like never works out, man. You know, sometimes it, every once in a blue it does, but it never works out, man. But it wasn't hard on this one, man. I didn't have a problem at all, man. You know, my favorite Tupac movie is all of them, but my best one is Juice, because it was his first one, and he nailed it, man. Like, he came off as a seasoned vet. He nailed it, man. His first movie was a classic. So, I mean, how many people get to say that? You know what I mean? So, there it is, man. You know, Juice is my favorite. As far as, like, the movie portion earlier this afternoon, man, I gave you another classic joint called King of New York. Man, you know, starring Lawrence Fishburne, my man. If you haven't seen that, man, like, classic gangster movie, man. Like, original. Came out in 1990. I went old school on y'all today. All y'all youngsters ain't gonna understand it. Ain't gonna know what I'm talking about. But that's all right. Y'all got streaming services that y'all can go to check it out. But if you haven't, if you don't know, go and check that movie out, man. King of New York. Throwback Thursday, classic film of the week. King of New York. Check it out, baby. Now, let's get into our episode. You know what I'm saying? Today, on today's episode, I want to celebrate somebody, and I also want to teach. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do here, man. I want to teach y'all, you know, that it's not teach, not so much as teach, but I want y'all to know that it's not easy planning events. It's not easy, you know, putting together a family reunion. It's not easy having to manage multiple different personalities. You know what I'm saying? So we go get into that. I want to give cousin Renee her flowers at the same time, because she puts together a family reunion, you know, every year, if not every year, every other year. And, you know what I mean? She does it out of the kindness of her heart. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people, like, don't realize, like, how tough that is. How time-consuming, you know what I'm saying? And you know how I do it on the Slack is Talk. You know, we could take one situation and we can go further with it and apply it to another. Now, planning the family reunion, it's a lot like running a business. And I want to show you that side of it, too. But, you know, getting down to business, you know, I attended, you know, a family reunion, you know, this past week in Virginia, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Virginia. And this reunion is put together, you know, by Cousin Renee, you know what I mean? Shout out to Cousin Renee. I hope you're out there listening. You know what I'm saying? I'm a hope. If you're not listening live, you know, shame on you. But I'm going to make sure that you get this episode. I know you subscribe. You know what I'm saying? I know you're busy. Hopefully you're resting, because you're just putting in a lot of work. But Cousin Renee, like, you know, puts this entire event together. Like, almost exclusively by herself. You know, she has help, but she's the one that started it. You know, she's the one that come up with the ideas. And it's not easy, man. It's not. And that's why I decided to take an episode to give her flowers and to show, you know, my appreciation and to show that there's people out here like me that understand, like, you know, the work and everything that goes into that. You know, the headache, the stress, and everything. And you doing that, you know, out of the kindness of your heart for a good cause. You know, putting family together. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to spend the episode, you know, showing you that, you know, it's not going unnoticed. You know, it's not going unnoticed. And for those of y'all that never did it, and like I said, you know, it's like running a business too. It's a lot that goes into it, you know. She started a family page on Facebook, you know, basically. That's a way for everybody to connect with each other. You know, it's a way, you know, to leave messages, to tell people what's going on. Anybody that have any questions or requests on there, you know, that was a brilliant idea. And, you know, even with that, you know, you can make Facebook pages, you know, you could make billboards or whatever, what have you. You know what I'm saying? When you're dealing with multiple people, you know, it's always going to be like, I'll put it to you this way. Everybody's not going to be in the group chat, even though it's available to everybody. Everybody's not going to see the billboard or, you know, whatever your way of communication or advertisement is. There's always going to be like multiple people that didn't see it or multiple people that's not in it. So even though that's there, you know what happens after that? You get the same questions over and over by different people. And as you know, like that could get aggravating, you know, having to answer the same question 5 or 6 or maybe 10 times, you know what I'm saying? So I know how that feels. Aside from, you know, the social media part and dealing with the family, you have to make hundreds of phone calls, man, to business people to make sure that these venues are available on that day. You know what I'm saying? So just think about it. You know, if you plan a reunion and y'all stay for a week and you have an event, you know, every day during that week, imagine the phone calls that you have to make. Like, you have to call that place to make sure, you know, that venue is available that day. If it's not, you know, if you have 5 or 6 events, you know, a week, right? And you call venue A first. And venue A says, well, we got the place set up for you on Thursday. Venue B says, you know, we also have it on Thursday. The next best is maybe Tuesday, but late. So now what you have to do after you make those 5 phone calls, you have to maneuver everything in a way to make it make sense to fit everybody's schedule for that week, if that makes sense. So this venue might only be available on this day. So you have to move, you know, you have to move that into that slot and move something else out to the other day. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of calling, a lot of planning, a lot of maneuvering that, you know, a lot of people don't see. It's not, you know, it's not 1, 2, 3. It's not everybody pay and come along and that's it. Nah, you know, if you think that, you know, you're mistaken. Then it's like, you know, once you get all that straight, you have to send out the schedule. You know, you have to get the memo to the entire family. You know, you have to make sure everybody can afford it. You have to make sure everybody is able to take off that day. There's a lot of maneuvering with that. Every step almost is 3 or 4 steps that you have to take to get to the next level, if that makes sense, you know. And if you may have a week, you may have a certain week inside of a certain month plan, but if you have X and X amount of people that can't get off that week, you have to change the week. You know what I'm saying? Every step is like 3 or 4 step process that you have to go through to make these things happen. And it's not easy. Now, another thing that you have to look out for, whichever the events that you plan, like say it's a cookout, say it's going to a water park, say it's skating, like whatever event that it is, it will benefit you a lot, and you almost have to have it. You have to be a person that's familiar with all these events. You have to plan something that everybody can do. You know what I'm saying? Or at least most people. So everybody would have a chance to enjoy it. But it also has to be something that you're familiar with. And what I mean by that is, in order for you to throw a cookout, right? Let's say for whatever reason, you know, you have somebody that cook. If something goes wrong there, if something goes wrong or he can show up later or something like that, you might have to step in. You know what I'm saying? Or you know, you might have to get somebody else. Everything you do, and you see where I'm going with this, you know, because I said it 3 or 4 times already. Every step that you make, it's a 3 or 4 step process to get to the next step. And Cousin Renee has done this, you know what I'm saying, every year. You know what I mean? Being able to plan things out and manage different personalities is a skill itself. You know what I mean? I'm going to say it again. Being able to plan, multitask, and manage multiple different personalities is a skill itself. Cousin Renee has that skill. Now, you might ask me, or you might think, how is planning, you know, an event or a family reunion, how does that translate into a business? You know, how can it be similar? You know, what do they have in common? Well, I give you an example. Let's say that you're running a record label, right? You're a successful record company. You know, think about all the record labels. Let's talk about Cash Money Records, right? You had the Big Thomas and you had the Hot Boys. That's multiple sets of different personalities. You know, you have a song that's done. Lil Wayne may like the song, but Juvenile don't. Juvenile might think this beat need to be more high tempo. Lil Wayne might want it to be slowed down. What do you do? These are things that, you know, a business person and a great planner has to deal with every day. Everybody, believe it or not, I don't know how, but there's people out there that don't like cookouts. I don't know how, you know, that's possible, but there's people like that. You know what I mean? There's people that don't skate. You know, there's just as many people that there is that like something, there's people out there that don't. And you might have that in the same family. You know, what do you do then? This is what Cousin Renee has to deal with. You know, you're running a record label. You might want this artist to drop. You might think it's a great idea for this artist to drop the first week of August. The artist probably might want you to think, you know, the artist might think it'd be better to drop it in the wintertime after school start. These are things that business people, you know, go through. And believe it or not, these are things that they go through almost every day. You know what I'm saying? Or something similar. You know what I mean? It's not easy being a business person. It's the side of it. You know what I'm saying? It's a part of it. You know what I mean? And you have to embrace it. You have to be up for the challenge. And when the time comes, you got to know how to deal with it. And on the other side of that, and this is a lesson for me too, man. You know, this is something that I have to get better at, you know, because I would like to be able to put together a family reunion one day, you know what I'm saying? I would like to do something like that, you know, it's special. I would like to see, you know, I like stuff like that. I would like to see, like, you know, what my outcome would be, you know, what my platform, what my view would look like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how things would turn out, you know what I mean? I feel like it's an indication of my imprint, you know, how I feel this should go, you know? So that's something that I'm interested in. And like I said, you know, this is a lesson for me too. It's important, you know, it's very important, man, to have things like this. You know what I mean? To stay in touch with family. It's good in so many ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially like if you're able to like set up something in a location where like nobody lives. You know, granted, like, you know, most people have family all over the world, you know what I'm saying? So 9 times out of 10, you probably gonna have, you know, a family member or somebody that you know probably in each state. You know what I'm saying? The world is small, man, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you could probably pull off like having a place where nobody in the family lives, but if you can get it down to like maybe just like a handful of people, you know, and even though they live in the state, you could possibly find something in that state where they never been to before. You know what I'm saying? So even though like they still in the state, it's still something new to them. You know what I mean? So like everybody pretty much would have like something new or something different, you know, something they don't get to see every day. They have that experience. So, you know, you have that experience. You know, being around family, being around people you don't get to see, being around things that you don't get to see every day, doing things that you don't get to, you know, do every day. You know how I am about the grill, man, having all that, like, wonderful food, man. You know how I feel about that. I ain't even gotta, y'all know how I am about grill, you know, cooking on the grill, man. That's my thing, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gotta say no more. But it's so many things, you know what I'm saying? It's so many things. And probably the most important thing is the message behind it. You know, the message behind it. Every day, every new day, you know, we grow a day older. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you might be planning these events now, but it's going to come a time where you get older and you have to pass the torch to somebody. So by you planning these events now and showing people how it's done, showing people how to do things, making these connections, connecting the dots, introducing family members that may not know each other, you know, showing them different things, making sure everybody's accommodated, making sure everybody has fun, have fun. Hopefully, it will grow on a couple of people. And hopefully, it'll grow onto people to a point where they want to take over one day. You know what I'm saying? And boom, you know, you can retire and they can take over the next generation to keep it going. You know what I mean? And from there, just be a steady thing. Every year, you know what I'm saying? Every year, handed down, every year, handed down, every year. You know what I'm saying? It's a tradition, you know what I'm saying? That's how you start a tradition. You keep it going. Now, another comparison to business, and I'm not going to go deep into this one because we talked about it on prior episodes. I think business should be like that. You know what I'm saying? We need more black businesses handed down to the younger generation. You know what I'm saying? Other ethnicities, they do it. You know what I'm saying? Other cultures, they do it. You know what I mean? Why not us? You know what I mean? It should be a tradition. You got a business. You give that to your son. Or you give that to, you know, somebody in the, you know what I mean, under you. And you keep it going. As you get older, you keep it going. You keep it going. It's good to make as much money as you can. It's definitely good, you know. But there's a saying, like, all money is not good money. And what I mean by that, like, at the same time, you know, the money may be good, but certain things shouldn't be sold. You know what I'm saying? Certain things should be kept in the family. That's why you have multiple businesses. You have your businesses that you can sell, that you don't mind selling, but then you also have your businesses that you want to keep in the family. So you have that generational wealth. But, you know, Cousin Renee, I just want to tell you, you know, I know I'm not the only one, but I appreciate you. I see you. I know what work that goes into this. I know what you go through. And it's wonderful that you do it, you know, for the cause that you do. You know, just seeing your family and seeing everybody have fun. Like, I love, like, selfless, not selfish, selfless people. You know what I'm saying? I love a person that get happy to see somebody else eat. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I get from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you strike me as that person. Like, you know, you're a people person. You know, what you're doing is great. You know, I appreciate it each and every time. I always have a better time. And just want to give you your flowers, man. You know, your flowers. You deserve it. A lot goes into it. You know, the younger ones probably don't understand. You know, it's just fun and games. And that's cool. You know, that's the reason why you do it. But at the same time, you know, we need to be acknowledged for the things that we do. And here on the Slackers Talk podcast and my entire Vision for Kids network, we want to say thank you. We love you. And we appreciate you. And we definitely need more people like you, especially on the business side. This has been the Slackers Talk podcast, aka The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And I just wanted to let you know, man, that it's not easy managing multiple personalities. But the good ones make it look easy, like Cousin Renee. Y'all stay blessed, and we'll talk again next week.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk podcast, aka The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.